The right electricity plan can cut your home EV charging cost in Texas by 50% or more compared to a standard flat rate plan. That claim is not marketing language. It follows directly from ERCOT wholesale price data, which shows overnight prices between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. are consistently 30 to 70% lower than peak afternoon prices. For a household driving 15,000 miles per year, in an EV averaging 3.5 miles per kilowatt hour, the difference between charging at peak rates versus off-peak rates can exceed $400 annually. This article compares the three plan structures available to Texas EV owners, shows real current rates, and explains which type of household benefits from each one. How much does it cost to charge an EV at home in Texas? The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reported that the average Texas residential electricity rate in early 2024 was approximately 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour. At that rate, charging a 75 kilowatt hour battery from near empty to full costs about $10.13. For a driver covering 15,000 miles per year in a vehicle rated at 3.5 miles per kilowatt hour, annual home charging consumption comes to roughly 4,285 kilowatt hours, costing approximately $578 at the average rate. Shift that same consumption to a free night's window at an effective rate of 0 cents per kilowatt hour, and the annual cost drops to zero for the charging portion. Shift it to a time-of-use off-peak rate of 7 cents per kilowatt hour, and the annual cost falls to about $300. The math makes plan selection one of the highest-impact financial decisions an EV owner can make. Plan Type 1. Free Nights Plans. Free Nights Plans offer $0 per kilowatt hour electricity during a defined overnight window, typically 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Outside that window, rates are higher than standard market rates, usually in the range of 16 to 22 cents per kilowatt hour, which is how providers offset the free period. Who this works for? Households where the majority of electricity use, not just EV charging, can shift to overnight hours. A household that runs the dishwasher, laundry, and charges the car overnight can see a genuinely lower bill. A household with high daytime consumption, such as someone working from home with air conditioning running all afternoon, will often pay more on a free nights plan than on a standard rate. Current examples in Texas, as of mid-2024. Reliant Energy offers a free nights plan with a free window from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and a daytime rate around 18 cents per kilowatt hour for a 1,000 kilowatt hours usage month. Green Mountain Energy has offered similar structures. Rates vary by zip code and should be verified on powertochoose.org, the official PUCT-administered comparison site. TXU Energy has offered EV-specific free nights variants in select service areas. Always check the Electricity Facts Label, EFL, before enrolling. The EFL is a standardized document required by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, and lists the exact rate at each usage tier. The key risk: if a household cannot reliably shift 60% or more of its total consumption to the free window, the elevated daytime rate will erase the savings from free nights. Run the numbers using 12 months of your actual usage data before switching. Plan Type 2, Time of Use Plans. Time of Use, TOU plans, charge different rates depending on the time of day, typically structured as off-peak, mid-peak, and on-peak periods. Unlike free nights plans, off-peak hours are not free, but the rates are meaningfully lower than peak rates. A representative Texas TOU structure might look like this. Off-peak, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. weekends, 7 to 9 cents per kilowatt hour. Standard, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., 12 to 14 cents per kilowatt hour. On-peak, to 9 p.m. weekdays, 18 to 24 cents per kilowatt hour. For an EV owner who charges overnight and avoids plugging in during the evening on-peak window, a TOU plan can deliver off-peak charging costs well below the state average, while keeping daytime household rates closer to normal. Who this works for? Households with moderate daytime consumption and reliable overnight charging habits. A TOU plan is more forgiving than a free nights plan because the daytime penalty is smaller relative to the off-peak savings. Current examples: Gexa Energy and Constellation have both offered TOU structures in Texas. 4Change Energy and MP2 Energy have also carried variants. Availability is zip code dependent. The PUCT's PowerToChoose.org allows filtering by plan type and is the most reliable starting point for comparison. Plan Type 3, Flat Rate Plans with EV Bill Credits. Some providers offer standard fixed rate plans with an add-on EV charging credit or a monthly bill credit tied to owning an electric vehicle. These are less common than free nights or TOU plans, but worth examining. The credit structures vary widely. Some providers offer $20 to $30 per month in bill credits for verified EV ownership. Others offer a discounted rate on a second meter dedicated to an EV charger. Though whole home second meters are uncommon in residential settings. Who this works for? Households with unpredictable schedules who cannot reliably shift consumption to overnight hours. A flat rate plan with a modest credit provides a small benefit without the risk of paying elevated rates during unavoidable daytime usage. The trade-off is that the savings ceiling is lower. A $25 monthly credit saves $300 per year at most, compared to the $400 to $578 potential savings from a well-executed free nights or TOU strategy. How to compare plans before switching? The PUCT requires all licensed retail electricity providers in Texas to post standardized EFLs on PowerToChoose.org. The following steps produce an accurate comparison. Pull 12 months of usage data from your current provider or from SmartMeterTexas.com, which stores interval-level consumption data for all ERCOT meters. Identify what percentage of your household's consumption occurs between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. For most households with an EV, this figure rises significantly after the vehicle arrives. On PowerToChoose.org, filter for your zip code and sort by plan type. Read the EFL for each candidate plan, paying attention to the usage tier pricing of 500 kWh, 1,000 kWh, and 2,000 kWh. Calculate your estimated annual cost under each plan using your actual monthly consumption profile, not the headline rate advertised. Many specialty plans carry 12-month terms with early termination fees ranging from $150 to $200. Factor that into the decision if you move frequently. When not to switch? Switching to a free nights or TOU plan is the wrong move for some households. If more than 40% of consumption occurs between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. on weekdays, most free nights and TOU plans will produce a higher bill than a competitive flat rate plan. Households with medical equipment that runs continuously, those with home offices under heavy air conditioning load during peak hours, or those with irregular schedules that prevent consistent overnight charging should compare carefully before committing. A straightforward fixed-rate plan at 11 to 13 cents per kilowatt-hour from a provider with a strong customer service record may outperform a specialty plan when the full consumption profile is accounted for. The bottom line: for Texas EV owners who can consistently charge between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., a free nights or time-of-use plan is the strongest cost-reduction tool available. The savings are real, they are documented in ERCOT price data, and they compound year over year as EV driving increases. The decision requires honest accounting of household consumption patterns, not just the charging load. Use PowerToChoose.org and SmartMeterTexas.com as the primary research tools. Read the EFL for every plan under consideration and run the numbers against 12 months of actual usage before enrolling.